Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin. Would you please fasten your seatbelt and wait for the no smoking sign? Thank you.
Okay. In my country, they take them to jail and finish
them. Take them out and hang them.
High five.
I don't like that. Yeah.
Good evening, everyone. And a happy St. Patrick's Day for all of you. This is the John Zha for... Well, I guess it's not quite St. Patrick's Day where you guys are. It is over here, so I'll make that count. For March 16th, 2024. And it is a John Zha because I've got a band rehearsal. Fortunately, though, because you all had your little time change, it means that I can start the show an hour earlier over here. So we won't be on for too long. It's not even going to be a full hour, but we've got busy times. I have not. It's been a long time since I had to write a report over the weekend outside of business hours, but I've had to do that. So I kind of need to blow off a little steam. That's right. So at least for the next 30 minutes, you can pitch in, throw some stuff at me by sending me a message on Mastodon at radio@hkc.social. You can also contact me via a text message at 1-833-452-4452. And I'm not sure what's going to happen about next week. It might be this again because there's been sort of a work opportunity that's come up. They basically want me to do some music, and the corporate band probably won't be up for it. I've sort of just assumed that they're not, so I didn't even ask them. I'm just a bad bandmate. But these guys are that I'm about to go rehearse with, so we might have to be rehearsing a few consecutive weeks. So I'm not sure what's going to happen tonight, but I did find some more Steve Lawrence, and this is a tune I actually have not heard before, but I kind of dig it. So we're going to open with it, because it's my show, here on HKC Radio.
Here on the John Zone, we do every little thing in our power to promote an environment of stimulation and growth.
He said little thing.
Yeah.
Ow.
Ow. Little thing.
Ow.
Ow.
Ah, forget it.
I'm walking proud. Got my head held.
That it's on already. Darn.
That's That's right. From 1963, that was Steve Lawrence, Walking Proud. And I don't know what it is. It's a very interesting arrangement, I thought, with a bit more guitar work than you'd normally would see in something kind of from that genre. But I guess the reason why Steven never really took off too much was he was sort of pop, he was sort of standard, he was sort of Broadway, he was kind of everything in between, really. So for those that missed last week's show, Steve Lawrence passed away at the age of 88 last week, and so we were paying tribute. And I found there was one other tune, which I'll play next week, that sort of the signature tune of his from my perspective, and it wasn't on this little digital collection that I could find it. I'm not sure what the rhyme or reason is, and I might have to go play the little ID that Nick and Bob put together referencing this particular melody, and we will do that momentarily. So for anyone who for anyone that does want to get into the show, it won't be a long one. As I said, it's just really 45 minutes. That's when the drummer's coming to give me a lift over to the guitarist's place. We're going to jam, play a little music, and we'll have to probably see what songs are kid appropriate. So basically what's happening is my organization, the sort of the child side of things, they run a school holiday program for kids, different age groups. They have three different groups they run, 6 to 10, 10 to 14, 14 to 18, and they've asked me to come and do some music for the 10 to 14 group. So a few of our songs, we don't do a lot of bad music, but there are some that reference a few things, and you know, you have to make it kid appropriate. But a lot of what we do is from the 60s and 70s, so that's not too hard to do, really. So we're going to kind of go through that list and see what happens, which would be good. Gives us a chance to play somewhere and practice for something, and that's always good. But apart from that, I hope that you all have had a fantastic week, and that if you are getting up to anything this weekend, that you are going to enjoy yourself, but do so responsibly, unless you're at home, in which case it doesn't really matter. So I never quite understood the culture that goes out to bars and like stays there all night. You're spending $100. And I just never got that. I understand if it's a matter of dating and fraternizing and all that, but it just never made much sense to me. All right, so I'm going to try and accelerate things just a little bit because I don't have a whole lot of time today. So let me get back up here. We're going to go ahead and get... there we go. What I might even do, so that last instrumental, for those that don't know, it's a very popular tune by Henry Mancini called Baby Elephant Walk. So it got me to thinking, in the last 20 seconds, it'd be fun to find some stuff about elephants. Until we have something else that comes up. Oh, that's the wrong instance of my MIDI player. There we go, that's a little bit better. Tell what I'll also do. Let's see. I'm trying to think where to go. It's a lot easier when I can do a 2 or 4 hour show. When I have to do a 45 minute show, that's a bit trickier. So what I'll do, I'm going to find something about elephants, as I said. Then I might go play. I'm going to just pick a random tune. I know it is St. Patrick's Day weekend, but I think what I will do, if we're not rehearsing next week, then I'll make that sort of the show that's dedicated to St. Patrick's Day. Basically, it gives me an excuse to have a glass of wine at 11 o'clock in the morning, or a beer or something like that. Which sounds really bad. All right. So I'm going to go find some stuff about elephants, and we'll see what else happens, because I really don't know what's going to happen on a show like this. But in either case, it's right here on HKC Radio. It's the John Zone.
Here at HKC Radio, we're proud of our broadcasters whenever they have new accomplishments. Take Bob, for example, from the Digital Domain Online radio show.
Gotta make a poopy in the toilet. Gotta make a poopy in the bowl.
Bob just graduated potty training. Way to go, Bob! This is HKC Radio, the home of kick-ass creatives.
I go 4-3-2-1. I go 1-2-3-4. Then I push a little button and I open the door. Then I close it right away, cause there is no room for more. I'm the elephant elevator operator.
He's the elephant elevator operator.
Hey, I could have been a salesman at a barky good store, or a brave and handsome lifeguard on the New Jersey shore. But the job that I have chosen is the one I adore. I'm the elephant elevator operator.
He's the elephant elevator operator.
Want to celebrate the elevator? I'm the operator of. No elevator could be greater. Hey, it fits me like a glove. 1, 2, 3. I go 4, 3, 2, 1. I go 1, 2, 3, 4. Then I push this little button and I open the door. Then I close it right away, cause there is no room for more. I'm the elephant elevator operator.
He's the elephant elevator operator.
Oh, I could have been a cute and dashing aviator, or I could have been a jockey, but it's kind of a bore. No, the job that I have chosen offers me so much more. I'm the elephant elevator operator.
He's the elephant elevator operator. He goes 4, 3, 2, 1. He goes 1, 2, 3, 4.
Then I push this little button and I open the door. People get all excited when I stop at their floor. I'm the elephant elevator operator.
He's the elephant elevator operator.
I'm the elephant elevator operator. Olay!
You want to say to the old, to the Bobby Alter Ego Network, the Bobby Alter Ego Network, goodbye.
Hey Bobby, you know what I'm going to do to you? First I'm going to cut you up in little tiny pieces, fry you up in bacon grease, eat you up, and then... Ooh, somebody light a match! Uh-oh. I run about now. Clean up on aisle 7.
You're listening to the John Zone. Kelly and the Ape Men, right here on HKC Radio.
Never forget. Confused.
Hi, this is John Clower, and this is John Clower, and you're listening to John Clower here on HKC Radio.
Your laugh is still a little too mischievous, Inky.
Oh, no problem.
Come on, Inky, let's enjoy the circus.
Okay. Oops, sorry.
Let's hear it for Inanna! And here they are again, the fabulous, the fantastic, the one, the only, the Android Sisters!
Way, way, way back.
There were elephants.
And donkeys. Romping in the playpen. And even though
it wasn't their playpen,
no one else was allowed to play.
They made sure.
It was very expensive
to play in their playpen.
Yes, children, it was all a game.
But the elephants
and donkeys made the rules.
And the rules were,
if you were not an elephant
or a donkey,
maybe you were a buffalo
or a bull
or a swan
or a snake,
well, tough. The elephants
and donkeys
made sure no one else
was getting into
their playpen. No way, no sir.
They bit each other on the ears, they kicked each other in the rumps, they trumpeted, they hee-hawed,
all sound bites, you know.
But some people thought,
why don't we have whinnies?
And barks, and meows, and oinks, and hisses. But nope,
no one else
was allowed in their playpen.
Now in other lands,
there are bears,
and bulls,
and buffaloes,
and green things.
No one was sure what the green things were. But anyway, people put up with that elephant and donkey crap for the longest time. You wouldn't believe how long.
Well,
you probably would.
People kept clamoring for change.
Hey, brother, can you spare some change?
But nope,
no change.
What did we get?
More elephants, more donkeys.
Oh, democracy. Oh, poor
your democracy,
once lofty,
with branches
that spread and shade it all,
now whittled down
to a sliver of a
sound bite. Trumpets
and hee-haws
and keep-its
and trumphaws
and pulpits,
you can't tell the difference anymore. What was once an elephant
became an alecky.
What was once a donkey
became a dog fant.
Yep, they were playing in
their playpen by themselves for too darn long.
So, remember, children,
your vote counts.
Well, it counts if you vote for, you know.
Let's hear it for the Android Sisters! Yeah! The Android Sisters!
Oh, look at those donkeys!
What a friggin' shit!
Look, look, look! Oh! Oh, boy! It gets me every time! I can't believe he did it!
Shut up!
Oh, no! Here comes the good part! Here comes the good part!
Now here is another word of advice from Red Green, right here on the John Zone.
I want to talk to you older guys a little bit about the generation gap. Remember when it was a good thing? Huh? Back in the 60s when we were coming up to speed at the on-ramp of the highway of life? Put a few miles on us since then, haven't we, huh? Now we're stopping at every service center. Kind of worried that maybe the next exit will be ours. We went from chanting make love not war to getting married and doing both. Now some of us even have kids, or as they're also known, the ultimate payback. See, nobody talks about the generation gap anymore, and that's because most of us are on the wrong side of it. But that's all right. It's okay to be on the wrong side of the generation gap, or the wrong side of your boss, or even once in a while, the wrong side of your wife. As long as when you go to the cemetery, you're still on the right side of the grass, you're doing fine. Remember, I'm pulling for you. We're all in this together.
Don't adjust your set. The show's supposed to look like this.
Welcome back, everyone, to this edition of the John Zone.
For the next 20 minutes or so, and I just got a text from the drummer. I was about to say the driver. The driver is the drummer, but mentioning he would be a few minutes late. But I'll still wrap it up at 45 past the hour. I don't think I've ever done a show that short, at least that was planned. But, you know, 45 minutes of chaos is still better than none. And that just means I'll be itching to do more next week, provided that we're not rehearsing next week. We'll see. Don't think we would be the following week because that's Easter, so we'll see what's happening with that. But I'm getting a bit ahead of myself. So that very unusual little track break began with a track by Sesame Street, one that I've played many times before. The Elephant Elevator Operator, which is a good, fun one. Then we had Kelly and the Ape Man with An Elephant Never Forgets. Felt like they ran out of words on that one, but that's okay. That's why I threw in a few sound effects. But that was from one of the Radio Oz compilations. That particular one was the fourth one, released in June of 1995. And after that, we had the Android Sisters and Elephants and Donkeys, which I know a lot of people have referred... what's the whole franchise called? Ruby, I guess it is. Still haven't watched it, and the clips I've heard, is just, it feels like I need to be taking something to understand it. But I got that particular album, I think Venison played a track of theirs on the, on the Electronic Farm, I think it was the song. So I paid like $20 for that CD. That was, not my best investment, I guess, but that's alright. It was still fun, and it's got some quirky, bits and pieces in there, so that's all right. That was from the Best of the Android Sisters, which I'm sure is still around there somewhere if you really want to go get it. You can just jump on your digital platform of choice and see if it's there. I know a lot of people, going back to the the generation gap, and that's one reason why I played that, is a lot of people just stream things now. And I've sort of discussed this a few times before, but I think that's why I've never jumped on board with that. You know, if it's something that is only available in that capacity, I understand that. But it's, yeah, my thought is if you can own the media yourself, it's good to do that. And my very bad example of that is there's a really obnoxious song, which I've referenced a few times. It's by an Indian children's franchise called Choo Choo TV. And they had this really, really annoying wake-up song that Alice found a long time ago and would sort of throw it at me whenever I was sleeping in too late. That's definitely not a problem now. And so I, just to be annoying, I went on Spotify. I was on Spotify at the time, and I created a playlist with just that track so I could use my smart speakers to, you know, wake me up to the wake-up playlist. And then about two or three years ago, the version of the song changed. And the version that I liked, or at least that was catchier, was no longer there. And to me, that just sort of sums up the fact that if you go on a lot of these streaming services, you're not always getting the original due to copyright issues and things like that. And even if you buy things digitally now, you sometimes can't find the original. And I made a few of those mistakes with a few of my groups that I like from the 60s, where it's not quite as bad as the K-Tel stuff from like the 1980s, where it's just really bad, but... I think the most recent example that happened, I was going to play Summer in the City by Mungo Jerry, and I went and found some sort of a two-disc greatest hits off of Amazon, but it wasn't the original. It was some remake they did after they left their original label. It's like, well, I don't know any of their other songs. The one song I wanted isn't the original, so it's kind of a waste of some money. So that's why I always recommend getting the physical CD if you're able to. And that's my two cents on that matter. Thank you. And then the very last bit we played, right before that little word of advice, was a clip from The Brack Show, just because it was about donkeys. And I thought that was pretty funny, so... 1-833-452-4452 via the phones, and at... radio@hkc.social for Mastodon. Took me a second there. again, not a lot of time left, but if there's something anyone wants to hear, got a few minutes. So I'm going to keep the music going just because it is a short show. Say that five times fast. I'm not going to. Because I'm going to play something else. I'm going to open probably next week's show with it just because it falls into the category of this came up on my laptop during the work week, and I found it hilarious. And I know I've played this one before. But admittedly, it's probably been a pretty long time, I would assume. So once I can get into this folder, there we go. And I promise no more songs about elephants. I actually did find about four more, including a few from Dumbo, but that's, again, that's too expected. Can't do that. Oops, that's the wrong folder. We've got vocals. Alright, so we're going to blast you momentarily. Just need to make sure I have this queued up first. Alright, now we can blast you. Now, this particular instrumental is taken from one of the John Madden football games from the 90s, and there was one on the Sega Genesis, and I can't remember which year it was, but it was one that my cousins played, like, for years. It must have been... I think it might have actually been this one. I think it was 1994. And just to prove how horribly nerdy my brother and I were, we would sometimes just let the video game play and record the music. Very silly. It's about to say sad. It's sad too, really, to be honest. Actually, I'm a bad Christian, During the service today, I had to use one of my older Braille devices because my newer one, a colleague of mine, needed to borrow for demonstration purposes. And so this is my old BrailleSense U2 that I actually had funded by the state back in 2016, which still works. I quite like the device. I just wish they would have updated it further. But I had to get a new one because things weren't working as well. Anyways, I still had my old journals on there from like when I was a kid, because I copied that over there at some point. And so I was reading up on what I was doing on this day in 1997, and it just reminded me how little I've changed since I was 12. So I think one of these days I'll find one of those entries and I'll go post it on, maybe not Mastodon. It probably wouldn't be quite long enough. Maybe on Facebook or something, because it's kind of fun to read back over what you did as a cheerin, and I was very detailed. That's about the time in my life when I started trying to be more, you know, maybe a bit too pedantic in my detail. But at the same time, it was good, because now I can look back and sort of, I can't really remember it, of course, but I can have a sense of sort of what we were doing at the time, which is cool. All right. So I've just got about 10 minutes left before I'll have to wrap this up, so we're going to jump into this next tune. It's one that, like I said, I've played before. I'll probably play next week, just where there's more people able to tune in. But I like this because it's just so irreverent. And for those that are listening on proper speakers, and notice there's clipping, this is actually how this is in the recording. So it's nothing on my end, nothing on your end. It's just sort of how it's done. And it's coming up next, right here on The John Zone on HKC Radio.
Peace, love, beauty, happiness, perfection. All your wildest dreams come true right here on
HKC Radio.
I was walking through the city streets, and a man walks up to me and hands me the latest energy drink. Run faster, jump higher. Man, I'm not gonna let you poison me. I threw it on the ground. You must think I'm a joke. I ain't gonna be part of your system. Man, pump that garbage in another man's veins. Go to my favorite hot dog stand, and the dude says, you come here all the time, here's one for free. I said, man, what I look like, a charity case? I took it and threw it on the ground. I don't need your handouts, I'm an adult. Please, you can't buy me hot dog, man. The farmer's market with my so-called girlfriend. She hands me her cell phone, says it's my dad. Man, this ain't my dad, this is a cell phone. I threw it on the ground. What, you think I'm stupid? I'm not a part of your system. My dad's not a phone. Duh. Some poser hands me cake at a birthday party. What you want me to do with this? Eat it? Happy birthday to the ground. I threw the rest of the cake too. Welcome to the real world, jackass. So many things to throw on the ground. Like this, and this, and that, and even this. I'm an adult. Two Hollywood phonies tried to give me their autograph. Your autograph, phonies. Then the two phonies got up. Turned out they had a taser, and they tased me in the butthole. I fell to the ground, the phonies didn't let up. Tasing on my butthole over and over. I was screaming and squirming, my butthole was on fire. The moral of this story is, you can't trust the system.
The Digital Domain Online Radio Show.
I think that I bent it wrong and the wires, you know. So it wasn't fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it wasn't, okay, so it wasn't electronic, but it wasn't Mr. Dependable.
No.
Serena writes in and says, true love conquers all, even bad games. I can see Nick now backing him up against the wall.
God bless you, Serena!
And Jeffrey writes in, says, tubular dumbbells.
Tubular dumbbells! Oh my God!
Monday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern on HKC Radio.
Hi, I'm Nick Janik, and I'd like to talk about Sonic Onslaught. Join me and my co-host, Christel Tansu, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here on HKC Radio. We'll play metal, much like what you're listening to now, but we'll also play stuff like this. It's who we are, who we are forever. And this. Or perhaps. Sonic Onslaught with Christel and me is on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern on HKC Radio.
Have you ever wondered what a full circle of music looks like? Or rather, sounds like? Then join me every Wednesday night from 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on HKC Radio. Full Circle is rock. I wish the real world would just stop hassling me. Pop.
Let me keep my faith in innocent eyes.
Metal. And anything else I can think of. It's also interactive. You can make requests or send messages. In the second hour, we will have the showcase, which will feature an artist or a band. Who will be hiding in the showcase? Well, you're just going to have to tune in and find out. That's Full Circle, every Wednesday night, right here on HKC Radio, the home of kick-ass creatives.
John Zone.
The John Zone is back.
Well, that's cool. Nothing wrong with tooting your own horn. As long as it's that variety and not this variety. I love how that kind of breaks the mood.
That's the John Zone. Every Saturday night, beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on HKC Radio.
So, don't forget to go to www.hkcradio.com and go up there and click on the schedules and see.
All the fine shows we have for you that we slave so hard to bring to you. So listen for your own pleasure and entertainment, yeah.
That's right. Welcome back, everyone, to the last few minutes of the show before I go. And that was Lonely Island, but I threw it on the ground. Some of their stuff isn't great, I'll be honest. I think that one of the songs immediately after that one was something about they wrote a song about them going to Hawaii and going to Japan, and wasn't as good. But I like the overall style there. It's very, it reminds me a lot of a bunch of frat guys sitting around just goofing off, but it's fun. And I'll double check. I think this was from the Incredibad album. Let me just verify it. Nope, it was from a recent one. Well, 2011, I guess that's sort of recent. Turtleneck and Chain. And Because they've referenced that they were an adult against the system. There's one, I think, again, I've played this one before, but I think it's a good fun one to end the show on. In that same sort of genre, I think. Let's just get over to it first. Here we go. There we go. So in a moment, we will get to this. So not really a chance for anyone to give any requests now, but hopefully next week, when I've got a bit more time, we can get to those. And I just realized I've got 4 minutes left, so we better play the song now, actually. We'll get to this one message from Tony first. So Tony, yeah, I just have to be a bit shorter this week. So I didn't start any earlier. But I unfortunately have a band practice in about 45 minutes. So that's why I've got to be a bit shorter today. But hopefully next week I'll be on a little bit longer. We'll just have to see. For those that are just tuning in, I mentioned at the start of the show, my three-piece band is going to be playing for an event at my company that... The pediatric team are holding a school holiday program for the kids and want some music. So we're going to get our system down there, our sound system, not a part of the system that the Lonely Island was referencing there, and just make some music for them. So we're just going to sort of run through a few things in the next few weeks. And so if they're wanting to rehearse consecutive weeks until this is done, I may or may not do a two-hour show next week. But I'll be on at least for an hour, at the very least. So we're going to close out with this this track from Psycho Stick, and then we'll wrap up the show right here on The John Zone.
From the Journal of Dr. Venison 88, the Institute of Pastology, from an undisclosed location in New Jersey, USA, stardate 1139-2. Batch number 45B is an unparalleled success. The ingredients blend together with themselves with absolute perfection. The consistency is absolutely perfect. The combination factor is at 9.0 or higher. Unfortunately, there is an unexpected side effect. While the formula itself could benefit mankind, I am loath to reveal the details of this formula because of the side effects which could destroy civilization as we know it. I am trying my best to contain the effects. Unfortunately, there is nothing I can do about it. Oh no. Oh no. It's happening again. They're interacting with each other. Can't stop it. Tell my listeners and friends that I love them. No. No.
KC Radio.
I don't want an adult today. Things to fix, bills to pay. I just want to stay in bed, play video games. But instead, I gotta get up, go to work, put on my pants, iron my shirt, work on my car. Did I get gas? Sit in traffic, this jerk will let me pass. I've had enough adulting. No one being grown up for me. Let the bills pile up to the ceiling. Yes. Play Super Mario 3. No, I can't do that. I gotta do the thing.
But I don't wanna do the thing.
But you gotta do the thing.
I'm not gonna do the thing.
Adulting is suffering. It's suffering. It's not for me. Adulting is good to me. Love your form of misery.
I don't wanna do stuff. Doing stuff is stupid. A meaningless existence.
pants is a torturous dance. Being an adult is the worst kind of cult.
I'm done with adulting. No more being grown up for me. I'm gonna call off work third day in a row. Eating chicken strips, playing Battletoads. I'm done with adulting. No more responsibility. I'm out of food and money, but I gotta finish season 3. And they fired me. I gotta find a job.
I don't wanna get a job.
But you gotta get a job.
I don't want another job.
Spruce up your resume.
I hate job hunting.
Shave your beard.
No.
Adulting is suffering. It's suffering. It's not for me. Adulting has got to be the purest form of misery.
I don't wanna job hunt. Job hunting is stupid, a meaningless existence. Work a job to live, to have to work a job.
Well, I refuse to get a job or do adulting stuff. I'd rather erect a couch cushion fortress, have a staring contest with my cat Sergeant Snuggles. Rewatch all 121 episodes of Lost. Still don't get it. Fall asleep with the lights on. Eat rubbish straight out of the pack. Let the dishes attract fruit flies. Make a YouTube page for Sergeant Snuggles.
Look, Sergeant Snuggles, a comment!
Meow?
Why are you making videos of your cat? Aren't you unemployed?
I've had it! Let your dad touch me! Been told since birth to follow my dreams! Y'all looking at it! I'm living the dream! A lifetime pursuit of absolutely nothing! The pursuit of nothing! The pursuit of nothing!
I don't want a human today. No more brushing teeth, let them decay. Haven't showered in over a week. I don't even want to think. Just leave me here in bed. Pull the covers over my head. Let the world think I'm dead. Cause I'm gonna...
finish with adulting. No more being grown up for me. Sergeant Snuggles' YouTube page has a billion views, so I'm getting paid. You just gotta follow your dreams. Don't need a job or any skills. When you're kitty cat, get paid the bills.
Sergeant Snuggles. Passive income.
Moltar, make a note of that.
I can't hear you. Breaking up.
Quit it. You're doing that with your mouth.
What was that? Can't hear you.
That's right. And unfortunately, everyone, I do need to wrap up this edition of The John Za for March 16th, 2024. Short and sweet, or short and something. Maybe not sweet, but it was something. Elephants and throwing things on the ground. I think that's a perfect theme for the day before St. Patrick's Day. But I do hope everyone can do something for St. Patrick's Day, whether it's doing something relating to the color green. And just thinking that out loud, I'll have to find some things about the color green next week. It may be a one-hour show, it may be two. We'll just have to sort of wait and see. But I'll be on at some point. So, and as I mentioned last week, we've got a couple more weeks before I will move back to 9 p.m. So everyone will have to get their cups of coffee ready. Just like that. A little bit of a delay. That's all right. So get the coffee ready for... it'll be the first Saturday in April, I guess that would be. So I think it's the 6th. And that will actually be my 18th anniversary of doing this silly show on and off. There have been a few gaps, admittedly. But April 4th, 2006 is when I first got started, at least in this sense. I've done some pre-recorded things, and I did some things on another station Stephen and I had done. But I like to think of that as the origins of the John Zone, at least in that sense. If you want to get in touch with me off the air, you can. Reverend Big Dog at mastodon.cloud is my Mastodon. I'm still on Twitter. I don't post on there as much. It's hard to keep up with all of the different social media platforms, but I am on there as Reverend Big Dog. You can also find me on Facebook and everything else under the sun. And be sure to check out our website, www.hkcradio.com. And until next week, this is John saying goodbye.
Ninja, vanish!
Oh,
Terrific! Wonderful!
Bummer!